Good morning, Grace Community Church. It is Resurrection Sunday. The Lord is with us. The Lord is not with us in our memory. He is not with us in our imagination. The Lord is not even with us yet in his resurrected body or ours. The Lord is with us in reality, nonetheless. The Lord is with us in spirit because Jesus Christ, our Lord, is alive. And by faith in him, we have his spirit. Christ is with us. I hope you're listening to this devotional early this morning, before we gather for worship, because I want us to prepare our hearts for this Resurrection Day, Easter Day worship. And I want us to pray for God to work powerfully among us as we hear his word today. How we long for people to come to faith and begin to follow Jesus Christ, the Christ of the cross and the empty tomb. We, by faith in Christ, are the people before the empty tomb. We believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is how Matthew describes it. Matthew 28. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus is alive. Now, these women went to the tomb of Jesus on the first day of the week, which was the third day of his death. And they were expecting to anoint his dead body. But instead, they encountered the angel of the Lord and then the Lord Jesus himself. Now, it would be ridiculous for me to try to describe what that was like. Not even the gospel writers give us much information about the mental and emotional state of these women, except to say briefly that they had fear and great joy. The rest is left up to our imagination, and we simply can't imagine what that was like. But what we can say is this. These women and the disciples, the people before the empty tomb, got enough that day from Jesus to carry them until his return. This is what they heard. First, do not be afraid. Why would that be the message from both the angel and Jesus himself? Do not be afraid. Well, they don't know what they're seeing. A ghost? They're seeing the resurrected Lord. They're seeing Jesus. But they might not even be sure what Jesus is going to be like after he's been raised. Is he angry over his crucifixion? Is he disappointed with the disciples for not believing? Do not be afraid means don't be afraid of Jesus. Jesus forgives sins. Jesus receives sinners. Jesus blesses his people. Don't be afraid of Jesus. It could also mean don't be afraid of the guards. Don't be afraid of the enemies of Jesus. Jesus has overcome the world. Certainly it means don't be afraid of death. Jesus told them earlier in the book of John, I am the resurrection and the life. The Bible's promising us over and over that that great enemy, death, is the final enemy that will be destroyed. Jesus is the resurrection. And he's saying, don't be afraid of the future. If he rose from the dead, he will return and make all things new. Take courage. It is Christ on the outside of the tomb. Don't be afraid. And then they were told, he is risen. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he is risen. We follow the slain lamb who is the resurrected shepherd. Life is our focus and our message. Life. In him we are alive. If he is alive, through faith in him, we have union with him, and we are spiritually alive. We are alive to God. And third, they were told, go tell his brothers. Jesus sent them. Go tell my brothers, he said. Jesus is the older brother of a new family into which we are adopted. And now we're supposed to have family conversation. We're supposed to use the words that we use around the dinner table, that we use as we exhort one another at the beginning of every day, words that help us at the end of every night. These are the words of Christ. We're to take the words of Christ's resurrection, of his life, of his courage, no fear. We're to tell these to each other in the family of Jesus. He is the older brother. And then they heard, go make disciples. Go make disciples of all nations. Cross some boundaries. Cross some borders. Cross some mental barriers. Go to all the nations. No nation is unclean. Go to all the nations with the message of Christ. Baptize them. Bring them into Christ. Teach them. Train them up in Christ. For Christ is with us. Whenever I read this great commission at the end of Matthew 28, I have to remember this, that initially I and we are those among the nations. The gospel got to us. When we have faith in Christ, when we are baptized into Christ, when we are taught in Christ, we become those then who have the commission. What grace to even receive these words of the Great Commission means that we have first been brought into Christ to take on the commission, to go back out into the nations, which is where we are, and make disciples for him. So there before the empty tomb, the disciples, and now we, through faith in Christ, have enough to live faithfully until he returns. Don't be afraid, we're told. We're following the alive, risen Savior. Let's speak family language to one another. Let's make disciples of all the nations. The empty tomb is not for gawkers. The empty tomb is not a tourist attraction. The empty tomb is a sight to behold that is to stir our hearts to faith, to banish the fear, and then to send us out with a message and a mission until Christ returns. So today, this Easter Sunday, fear not. Follow the shepherd. Love the brethren. And join the church on mission. Father in heaven, this is our prayer, that today you would awaken us to the power, to the commission, to the reality of the empty tomb, meaning the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, who is with us through the Spirit. Awaken us, Father, to this reality that will completely transform the way we think and live in this life, and give us a complete assurance of the life to come. And before then, will give us the power we need to follow and to make disciples. Today, at Grace Community Church and at every church in the city, we're praying that people would come to faith, that you, by the power of your Spirit, would use your word to encourage believers and to bring people to faith in Jesus Christ. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.